Tuesday morning. That means Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, special elections in New York today. Let's get a roundup here.
Yeah, these 11 special elections are being held across New York to fill vacancies in both the state Senate and the Assembly. And in the special state Senate races, it could kind of lead the way to a change in control of that body, which has been held by the Republicans, with one brief exception, for decades. In the Capital Region, voters have a chance to choose some state Assembly successors to both Steve McLaughlin and Pete Lopez. In the 107th Assembly District, which is made up of Washington, Rensselaer, and Columbia counties, Steve McLaughlin was elected Rensselaer County Executive last November. It features two Rensselaer County legislators, Jake Ashby of Skodak, a Republican, and Democrat Cindy Doran of Troy. Lopez has represented the 102nd District, which covers a 7-county area, including Schoharie and Greene counties, and even parts of Albany and Columbia counties. He vacated the seat in September to serve as the regional administrator for the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. And that race pits Schoharie Supervisor Chris Tague, a Republican, against Greene County Legislator Aidan O'Connor, a Democrat, and they also have some other party backings. A lot of the attention is focusing on Westchester County to replace George Latimer, a Democrat who was elected Westchester County Executive in November. A former Rye Councilwoman, Julie Killen, is the Republican. She challenged Latimer in the past. She's running against Assemblywoman Shelley Mayer, a Democrat, some other seats in Buffalo area and Long Island. The polls are open from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. for the special elections.
Bad news. The Capital Region lost out on becoming the Amazon's HQ2.
Maybe the Capital Region's big attempt to lure Amazon's headquarters here wasn't so bad, according to a story by our business editor, Eric Anderson. Looking at data that companies now have to release showing what they pay the average worker, Amazon doesn't fare so well compared to some of the major employers in the Capital Region. The average online retailer worker is paid $28,446. Eric compared it to some of the big employers in the Capital Region, like CSX Railroad, which the average wage is $98,000, or KeyCorp, $68,000, and even General Electric, which is somewhere in the $57,000 range. So it might have even pushed salaries down if the Capital Region had won the bid to become the new second headquarters for Amazon.
Change my opinion. Good news for the Capital Region. We were talking with Mike Spain, the associate editor of the Times Union. For more on this or other stories today, head to timesunion.com. Mike, thanks.
Thank you.